Maren Alsop, music director of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, steps down from her podium there tonight after 14 years of music tours, making history as the first woman to lead a major American orchestra. The final concert will feature Renee Fleming and works by Handel, Strauss, and Ginastera, with a world premiere by James Lee III and Baltimore spoken word artist Wordsmith that will be broadcast live on Maryland Public Television. And the maestra Maren Alsop joins us now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Scott.
Must be a lot of feelings coursing through you at the moment.
I think change is always hard, and it's really part of the existence of a music director. You know, it's important to let change happen. And after 14 years with the Baltimore Symphony, it feels like the right moment to move on and refocus my attention. I have a new post in Vienna, so I'm going to probably spend more time in Europe now.
Yeah. Did you have specific hopes and dreams when you took up the post?
It was definitely not lost on me that never before in history had a woman been the musical head of a major full-time professional American orchestra. So along with that came a certain responsibility, happy responsibility, I have to say, to try to open more doors, demystifying classical music so that everyone can access it and everyone can be included. I think about the community outreach that we've been able to achieve in terms of the Orchids program, the idea of reaching out to audiences. I started a whole series called Off the Cuff. We take a piece apart and talk about it to the audience or do some Q&A after. So people feel more engaged and part of this creative process, which is a process that it's really inherent in being human.
Well, a lot we want to follow up on that, but let me ask you about the recording career that you've had with the Baltimore Symphony. We're going to hear a bit of Bernstein's Mass.
Performing Bernstein's Mass, it's an experience unto itself. You know, it's a journey piece, and it's a piece that captures, I think, this philosophy of inclusion and embrace. It's a huge work. You know, it has probably 300-400 people involved. So you can get a lot of members of the community engaged. And this became a signature piece for the BSO in, I think it was 2008 or 2009. We performed it at Carnegie Hall, at the Kennedy Center, and then we recorded it for Naxos. You know, this recording was truly a labor of love and a project that I've been wanting to do for many, many years. So I was really thrilled to be able to do it with the Baltimore Symphony and members of the community.
2016, we met some of the young artists in Orchids, that program that you talked about. And we want to recollect a young tuba player, Keith Fleming. This is what Keith Fleming said to the audience at Meyerhoff Symphony Hall.
When I was younger, I had no music experience. I didn't want to connect with people, and I didn't want to learn. Now, I want to absorb more information every day, and Orchids has taught me that.
I know Keith so well. He was one of our original Orchids. And watching him today, he's going to college now, and his ambition is to create programs like Orchids for other kids like himself, you know, that didn't have the same kinds of opportunities in life.
Today is Juneteenth. And at tonight's gala, we mentioned the world premiere by the composer James Lee III and the spoken word artist, Wordsmith. Here's a sneak peek that was recorded in rehearsal earlier this week.
On this day of liberation, we say thanks to the many black lives who have died and shown pride. Now we strive and subscribe to a permanent emancipation. The past is not forgotten when picking cotton is your start.
It's such a privilege that my final concert as music director of the Baltimore Symphony will be on Juneteenth. It's an occasion to really commemorate history in a new way. So James Lee is the composer of this beautiful piece called Destined Words. And, you know, you'll hear little snippets through the piece of battle fanfares, you know, reminiscent of the Civil War. Songs are referenced, like the Battle Hymn of the Republic, Dixieland. There's even a prominent quote from Lift Every Voice and Sing. It's an evocative look at the longing for freedom.
We were destined to be great.
So for me, it's an emotional moment, and I'm very, very honored to be able to conclude my tenure with this piece.
So what's next? You have this post in Vienna.
Yes. I'm starting next week a new little position as music director of the National Orchestral Institute at the University of Maryland, which I'm thrilled about, working with the young, fabulous pre-professional musicians. And I'm the chief conductor of the Vienna Radio Symphony Orchestra. And I start my first summer with the Chicago Symphony at Ravinia Festival. So if anybody's out in the middle of the country this summer, please come and visit there too.
Well, the great Marin Alsop, who soon to be music director laureate of the Baltimore Symphony, of course, and continues as chief conductor of the Vienna Radio Symphony. Wonderful to speak with you and to continue to speak with you, and take care.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for all your support.